And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. Beginning in December of 2026, the federal government will automatically enroll eligible men ages 18 to 25 in the Selective Service System. Officials say the change will eliminate the need for individuals to register on their own, instead using existing government records to complete the process. The update is intended to streamline registration, improve compliance, and reduce the number of missed signups. Authorities emphasize that the change does not signal the return of a military draft. The U.S. Armed Forces remain an all-volunteer force, and any move to reinstate a draft would require a separate decision by federal leaders. In summary, automatic selective service registration is set to begin late this year, but there is currently no draft in place. And April 9th marked a major step forward for plans to build the new ice arena in Bad Axe, as the building had arrived earlier than anticipated. Project leaders say the early delivery puts the effort ahead of schedule. They also credit strong community support and donations for helping move the project forward, bringing the long-envisioned arena closer to becoming a reality. And in Huron County Court this week, Kyle Lee Marks, facing a felony charge of assault by strangulation, has waived his right to a preliminary examination in district court. This action is part of a plea offer where Marks would plead guilty to assault by strangulation and a second habitual offender charge. In return, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a domestic violence count and forego additional habitual offender notices. Marks also committed to paying full restitution. The court has bound Marks over to the circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for April 27th at 9 a.m., and bond would remain as previously ordered. And a court hearing took place on Friday, April 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. He's facing several charges related to inappropriate behavior towards two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Rolfe at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at work. They also allege that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained that Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts, which they felt made the situation even more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with a police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments. The prosecution said the evidence shows that Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women. And the defense argued that there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge decided there was enough evidence for the case to move forward and that the actions described could meet the legal definition of the charges. The case will now continue in a higher court, with the next hearing scheduled for Monday, April 27th. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. My name's Tate Servance, and coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.